Allison Butts, head of the historic Part City Alliance, said they're offering free parking starting Thursday on Thanksgiving and continuing until Friday, December 20th.
We had done our Locals Thursdays programming, and then we changed it this fall to Saturdays and had free parking this fall on Saturdays. But during the Christmas season, we try to secure about a month of free parking on Main Street.
Okay. Do you think it makes a difference?
You know, we'd like to think it makes a difference. I think what it does is it makes it more convenient for people. Mm-hmm. And as they're going out and shopping and knowing that time is limited but that everyone has a huge to-do list, just that one thing of not having to walk to the meter and pay for it, just we hope that they see that as a gift.
She said Christmas events on Main will be running for about a month.
Each Friday, we'll have carolers on the street from 5 until 7, and that will run through December 20th. And then on Saturdays from 2 until 4, you'll have the opportunity to see Mr. and Mrs. Claus out on the street and have some juggling elves entertain you as well. So we have those rolling kind of through December 21st on Saturdays. But then as we get really close to Christmas on December 22nd, which is a Sunday, and Monday the 23rd, we'll have both Santa, Mrs. Claus, the elves, as well as the carolers. So kind of packing that in as we get closer to Christmas.
The Saturday in particular will be special. Among other things, Butts said it is Small Business Saturday.
And that's a program by American Express where they really encourage people to, that Saturday after Thanksgiving, shop small. And that's what Historic Park City is. We are small businesses, many of them locally owned. So we really hope that people come out and promote that program. So with Small Business Saturday, we then light up the night and really launch our holiday activities. At 5:30, we'll be lighting the Christmas tree in Miners Park. We've had kind of a nice Christmas tree that last year, and we're bringing it back again this year with the Parks Department and lighting that. And then at 6 o'clock, the lights across Main Street will be lit for the first time this year.
At 6 p.m. that night, the electric parade departs from City Park, led by a police escort and Santa on the Main Street trolley.
They'll hit Main Street about 6:10, and that's an event that's free to participate. People light up their cars, golf carts, ATVs, bicycles, you name it, anything with, you know, two wheels or more. And we have you parade up Park Avenue and then up Main Street. And we have judges for those that are participating. We have five fantastic prizes, one of them being a $200 gift card to Historic Park City to be used at the restaurants or shops. And then as well, four other $100 gift cards that you could win for participating. And again, participation is free, but we ask that you contact us so we know you're coming and we can plan for you.
You will also get a chance to vote in Main Street's window display contest.
So we have merchants who have decorated their front windows, and there are ballot boxes in those merchants, and you can fill out a ballot voting for them. The merchants win prizes, but as well, we have 8 drawings for a $50 gift card, good for Historic Park City. So we've got quite a few things going on, and that window display contest runs through the 20th as well.
Allison Butts from the Historic Park City Alliance. For more information or to RSVP for the electric parade, you can go to their website at historicparkcityutah.com. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.